I'm here with Christina. She's the public programming specialist at Heritage Park. And we're going to talk about ghost tours today. Christina, why don't you give us a little background on ghost tours and we'll go from there.
Once fall hits and we get into that spooky time of year, we offer three different types of ghost tours here at Heritage Park. And we have a walking ghost tour, which takes you through our settlement area and into our 1910 village. And we then offer more of a family-friendly option with ghost teas, where they have a 60-minute tour of the village, followed by a tea at our famous Five building. And then we also offer Ghosts and Gourmet, which includes a 3-course meal at our Wainwright Hotel. And they get stories during that time, and then they get taken out onto the park for the tour that takes them into some of our sites.
That sounds amazing. Now, where are the ghost stories from? Are they from around the Calgary area? You're telling stories from around here, or are they actually from Heritage Park?
So we do have, the ghost stories are all experiences that people have had here on the park. They come from visitors, they come from staff, and they even come from experiences people have had on the tours themselves.
Amazing. Well, I guess when you're delving into that much history, maybe the ghosts want to come around and check out the history as well.
Yeah, and we also have kind of dabbled in between there. You mentioned about stories about other areas of Alberta. We have thrown in a little bit of myth and lore into that because what I find super fascinating, and I know probably a lot of other people do too, is why are we so fascinated with ghosts? What about the night scares us? And a lot of that comes from history of, you know, what people thought was happening when they couldn't see in the dark.
That's true. Like, I guess maybe a lot of ghost stories get started from unexplained incidents, right? You never know.
Yeah. There's so many different types of lore and myth that come from so many different parts of the world. And the stuff that we talk about, we make connections to different buildings in the park, different historical individuals' backgrounds. And so they all tie in really nicely together. And then you get that experience that people have had on the park itself since the park opened.
Yeah. Now, you did say there was three different types of tours. Is there a different cost involved with each tour?
Yes, there is. The walking tours are, I think, probably the less expensive just because it is just the walking tour itself. But then it gets a little bit more expensive with the ghost teas because you're getting, I think, finger foods with tea as well as the tour.
Okay.
And then, of course, the big one is the Ghost and Gourmet, where you get the 3-course meal, which is always delicious food. I'm always very jealous when I'm running around behind the scenes and everybody else gets to eat the food that I'm smelling. And then you get that extra, what's different from the walking tours and Ghosts and Gourmet is that you get that little extra inside scoop. We go into more of our historical sites to tell some of the stories in there.
I guess they can find out all this information on cost at the website. What's your website? We'll give them that last thing in case we missed anything and they can go there and just double check all the information.
Yeah, absolutely. You can go on to the heritagepark.ca website, and they'll have all of the dates, all of the details. I believe the Ghost and Gourmet has the menu as well as ghost tea, so you know exactly what you're walking into for food. And then it gives you a little bit of a rundown of what to expect for each event evening.